happening behind. Okay, now we turn to the pollutants that are able to destroy ozone. So chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, they've had a couple of different labelling systems. So they're either CFC-11, CFC-12, or Freon-11, Freon-12. They're the same thing. These guys then are able to liberate halogens that are involved in the destruction of ozone. We get natural halogen-containing molecules that are also able to make it up to the stratosphere. Examples being chloromethane or bromomethane, which would be methyl chloride, methyl bromide. These ones can be produced in swamps. They produce quite a lot of bromomethane. The CFCs, in contrast, completely man-made chemicals. They were developed by DuPont in the 1930s. You can see they're quite simple, fluorochlorocarbons. And their function then was either as propellants for aerosol cans or refrigerators. So there were massive quantities used for many years. They'd replaced quite toxic sort of compounds that were used in refrigerators. The way we can understand the nomenclature for these things in their shorthand, if we take CFC-11 and want to convert it into what is that compound, we use the rule of 90. The rule of 90 says that you simply add 90 to the code number, and that then gives you the carbon-hydrogen fluorine ratio. You then use your rules of valency to fill in the rest of the spots with chlorine. So in this case then, if we take CFC-12, we add 90 to it, we get 102. So that then specifies the number of carbons as 1, 0 hydrogens, 2 fluorine. We know that with 1 carbon we have to have 4 bonds. We've filled 2 of them with fluorine, that means the remaining places are filled up with chlorine. Okay. So again, this is a pretty set piece sort of question that I can potentially ask. The refrigerants they replaced were sulfur dioxide and ammonia, which if you've ever sniffed a decent amount of ammonia is not a very good experience. So if you had a leak in your old refrigerator, it was a major deal. Sulfur dioxide is also not at all a nice chemical. The requirements for a refrigerant, you have to be able to compress it to a liquid and its boiling point should be a little bit below room temperature, which is exactly what these CFCs have their characteristics of. The other advantage with the CFCs as opposed to the replacement compounds or the compounds they replace, these guys are non-toxic. They're non-flammable, which means they're very safe to work with. That's why they're popular in propellant cans. They seemed a very great solution for DuPont, and people made lots of the material. At the outset, they thought the fact that they didn't react with anything was very good. What they hadn't really thought about was, well, they don't react with anything, so where exactly do they go? So you're releasing it to the surface of the planet, you're not reacting with anything in the troposphere.